Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Lights, camera, action. You saw what? A Wrinkle in Time, directed by Ava DuVernay and starring Storm Reid, Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, and Levi Miller, amongst many others, debuted March 9, 2018. Yes, I went to see this movie on the weekend it came out and the following weekend. I thoroughly enjoyed this film and now understand why it's a great coming-of-age story and very important for our young sisters to see. First, the costumes and the set designs were simply amazing and beautiful without looking like there was a ton of CG done. Storm Reid really acted her butt off in this film. Her character is a typical teenage student who deals with your normal high school issues, from parent abandonment to being bullied to having self-doubt in one's worth and low self-esteem. A Wrinkle in Time provided the viewer with a lot of gems and lessons that I as an adult can still use today. One of them was believing in oneself. Anything is possible once you put yourself in the right frame of mind to believe that you are enough just as you are. Your uniqueness makes you special, and once you make the decision that you are beautiful inside and out, just the way you are, inner peace and confidence will radiate from you to others. I saw a lot of women bringing their daughters, nieces, and little cousins to the movie theater, and it was just a real positive atmosphere, and the girls looked really proud and happy to have experienced this movie. A Wrinkle in Time left me in a happy place, and it is great that movies like this are being made and being supported. Now, the one thing I do regret is not being able to read the book series prior to watching the movie. But if you know me, I normally do everything backwards and out of sequence. So I will be checking out the rest of this series on the books by Madeline L'Engle. I do apologize, Ms. Madeline, if I am pronouncing your name wrong. So y'all, did you get a chance to watch the movie A Wrinkle in Time? If so, and you, I'd love to hear your thoughts about the movie and or the book if you read the book series. What is Lachey reading? Adam Pilett's Ben O'Reilly, What a Ride. This suspenseful mystery was very unexpected. Literally, I was not ready for it and I could not put the book down. Ben, a highly decorated soldier with immense experience in special ops, gets a mysterious invite to a WhatsApp group and people start dying. Pellet takes you on an adventure to solve multiple mysteries that are completely intertwined. This book felt real, as if these events could have already happened. Reading Pellet's profile, you see his counter-terror school influence throughout the chapters. What made this a great read for me is the action plus the mystery all combined and intertwined. With each introduction of a new character, who, by the way, were quickly explained and also held a little personal comedy in the explanation, I was able to feel as though Ben were speaking directly to me. A plus on the character development, Pellet. The chapters are short and each chapter builds on the mystery. I greatly appreciated this. While I did not wish to put the book down, having short chapters gave me great stopping points to actually get work done in my real and regular life. I also appreciated the slightly quirky love story. It added to the story without taking away from the main plot. I cannot express how I truly, truly enjoyed this great read. Did you hear that? But seriously, did you hear that? I'm really surprised and just in awe at what Snoop brought to the table in his new album, Snoop Dogg Presents Bible of Love.
I love Snoop as an artist, but let's be real. Musically, when I think of Snoop, I think of gangsta rap. You know, sipping on gin and juice and dropping it like it's hot. This just goes to show you can never judge a book by its cover. The 32-track album is quite good. It has some old-school, down-home gospel songs on there, along with some new-style gospel. There are many features on here as well. Some of my favorites are B. Slade, John P. Key, and Molly Music. So far, I have Pain featuring B. Slade and New Wave featuring Molly Music in heavy rotation on my playlist. The album is really uplifting and shows a different side of Snoop. Some songs have a little rap in them, but for the most part, it's singing, like old school gospel singing. And who knew Snoop could actually hold a tune? Now, listeners, have you listened to the album? If so, what are your thoughts on this gospel Snoop? Also, is there an artist you've listened to that stepped out of their comfort zone and produced something that you never thought they would? Share with me by calling in. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.